Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Sunday at 5 p.m., time for Inside Matters with Duchess and Jewels. How's everyone doing out there? Wow, has it been a whirlwind week for me and for Jewels as well. She doesn't even know if she'll be able to visit with us today, but hopefully she'll pop in, and if not, we have so much to cover, we'll just make up for her not being here. So where should we start? Well, first, I want to say happy birthday to my uncle. I have an uncle out there, and the family is celebrating his birthday with him. He is 89 years old. You go, Uncle Earl. Peace and blessings to you. Hi, family. Hope you're all enjoying yourself. I'm here. This is Duchess, and this is Inside Matters. Tarni, it was good to hear you vibing with the opening intro and Space Soldiers by DJ Epsilon. Good to hear you, too. What are we going to talk about today? I think the first thing in order is congratulations, because Jewels and I want to thank you for sharing your vibration with us since February. Now, some of you haven't been with us that long, but we've been on the air since February. Our first show was the one that we discussed religion versus spirituality, and that was a hot topic. And we have had requests for us to do that one over again, so we might bring that back within the next few weeks. We want to welcome you, all of you, everyone, to the new world that you are creating from the inside out. And we will be introducing our summer spiritual book review show soon. Over the coming weeks, we hope to share and discuss our spiritual growth through some of the books or workshops our listeners have read or attended, and get a feel on what everyone is doing, how everyone is feeling, and how you're growing spiritually. And this evolutionary process that we're going through is a grand thing. And everyone is going through it in a different way. And it would be wonderful to hear the challenges and the successes that some of you are doing. We talked about manifesting. We'd like to know how you're manifesting things in your life, if you're challenged by it, or maybe you want to talk about it, and we can help you manifest some of the... Let me tell you one of these... They can be so simple. The other day, I was reading about this vinegar diet. I don't know how many of you have heard of this vinegar diet, where you take 4 tablespoons of vinegar every day, and you're supposed to be able to lose some weight. So I met a woman who does this. She said, "You're not going to believe I lost 45 pounds. I was on this vinegar diet, and it really, really works. Sometimes I take my first tablespoon in the morning, and then I drink it throughout the day." So I decided I was going to try this. This sounds like something that I might want to try. And I got off from work the other night. I believe it was Tuesday night. Last week I got off from work, and I'm on my way home. And I said, "I'm going to stop by the store, and I'm going to get this vinegar." Now, she told me I had to have Heinz vinegar. Giving a plug for Heinz out there, and it had to be apple cider vinegar. And I can't stand apple cider vinegar because it tastes, I don't know, it just, oh, goodness. When you take a shot of that, it's like, oh, it burns all over the place. So I decided that I'm going to do this. I'm on my way home, and I'm just going to bite the bullet and do this apple cider vinegar diet thing. And I get to the store, and in my mind, I'm like, do I really want to do this? I really don't want to do this. But I walk down the aisle, I'll find the condiment aisle, and I'm going down the aisle, and it's got to be apple cider vinegar, and the woman told me it had to be Heinz. She said it had to be organic if I could find it. It's the cloudy one. So I'm going down the aisle, and I get in front of the vinegar, and there I'm standing in front of the vinegar, not really wanting to do this, and possibly getting ready to run away from the vinegar aisle. And lo and behold, I look on the shelf, and what's winking and blinking at me? One solitary sole bottle of apple cider vinegar, Heinz. Well, you know what that's saying to me? The universe is saying to me, oh, you're going to do this. You're going to at least give this a go. Well, lo and behold, I picked up my apple cider vinegar, and since Wednesday, I've been doing this tablespoons a day. I don't know if it's working or not. I haven't been on the scale, but I'm telling you, it's not an easy swallow, these tablespoons. I've tried it with warm water, put honey in it, but just the same. When the universe wants you to do something, this is the whole purpose of this little story here. When the universe wants you to do something, it stands out in front of your face. So I picked up the only bottle of apple cider vinegar by Heinz that was sitting on the shelf, mind you. I even stooped down and peeked in the back of that shelf to see if there were any more bottles. But no, there was just this one sitting right in front. So that was my bottle. That's my manifesting thought for today. Things happen like this all the time. And as you go through life, you're going to find that when something is meant for you to do, it pops up on your path. If it's something that's not intended for you to do, trust me, it's a challenge for you to get through it. Well, let's see. In our last talk, we talked about the gifts. You talked about your spiritual gift, and we talked about your life's purpose, and your life's purpose is, number one, to remember, two, teach, and three, demonstrate love and light. Every time you choose love, you are fulfilling your purpose. Every time that you forget to love, you have an opportunity to remember, which is also part of your purpose. You have amazing powers, such as the ability, to time warp. Did you know that? You know, you have your own personal sci-fi thing going on there as you evolve. And this will manifest your life's purpose and desires rapidly. To instantly manifest and heal, and even the power to bilocate, soul travel, and levitate. Now, some of you out there saying, is she for real? Yes, I am. There are people who have perfected their evolutionary process to that degree. There are no limits to what you can do unless you believe in limits. The more you stayed centered in loving thoughts and actions, the more power you'll access. Now, I told Jules one time that I believe I definitely do some out-of-body OBs, out-of-body experiences, because when I open up my eyes in the morning, I feel no pain because I'm the type of person that I have so many things going on with the back and the lifting of the boxes that I've been doing throughout my last 15 years at my job that I ache all over. I hurt, and I do this every night, and I hurt. What will happen is I'll wake up in the morning, and I don't feel anything. It's as though the body does not feel pain. It's as though the feeler of the physical body is not present until one morning I heard this, and all the pain. I could feel the aches all over me. So I know I travel. I travel when I'm sleeping, and I must be doing a whole lot of stuff because sometimes I wake up in the morning as though I haven't had any sleep at all. The more you stay centered in loving thoughts and actions, the more power you'll access. The world is counting on you and the other evolving individuals to usher in the long-awaited energy of cooperation, manifestation, and integrity, especially that integrity. And it begins with you and every choice that you make every moment of the day. Always remember that there are no neutral thoughts, none whatsoever, and that everything you think will manifest on the material plane. So choose only loving and empowering thoughts. The angels will help you with this process if you'll ask them. Now let's go back to that where I just said that when you think thoughts, you manifest them, and you have a powerful, powerful energy of manifestation. So be careful what you think. Make sure it's positive. There are some people who manifest things in their lives, and then they're bitter and upset when they realize that something is happening, and they don't even realize that they called it to themselves. I had a friend, and this friend of mine complained about a job. Got out of job. This job that they have, and I tell people all the time, if you don't like your job, find something to love about it, because the more you are bitter about it, the more you stand for the universe to just take it away from you at the universe's time, not your time. So this individual didn't like his job, complained about his job, wanted a new job. Of course he wanted a new job, but he didn't ask the universe to find him the new job before the current job disappeared. What happened was, boss came up to him one day and said, I'm going to have to let you go. The reason is immaterial. The fact that the boss decided that it was time for them to part ways, that is the essence of what I'm sharing with you, because he did not say he desired for the universe to find him the job for the highest good of his energy, his integrity, his being. He just said he didn't like the job that he had, and he just wanted to be out of there. So what happens is the universe let him out. So now he's crying because he doesn't have a job. Jewel said that once before. Be specific. Let the universe know exactly what you want, how you want it, and make sure you don't just say, I want blah, 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 this, that, and the other, because the universe will give you what it thinks you're saying you want. Like we talked before, when you talked about saying you wanted a BMW, and then one day you say, well, maybe getting a Honda Civic is a little bit easier to get. Well, now you're confused. Don't confuse the universe. You want a BMW, then that's what you focus on, because the more you focus on that and the more you embrace that, that's exactly what the universe knows that you're serious about. So always remember that there are no neutral thoughts, and that everything you think will manifest on the material plane. So choose only loving and empowering thoughts. Also, remember that no matter what's going on around you, you can choose peace. Your peace isn't dependent upon other people's actions. Please don't delay your peace or happiness until the government or your family, or some condition or person changes. Choose peace now and watch the colors brighten all around you. Now, when it says choose peace now, what begins to happen when you choose peace from within? Or you do things to make peace happen for yourself? Other people have no choice but to change because you have changed, because you have brought this into you, and you have become peace. Then them and their raggediness can't affect you much longer, and they either have to go by the wayside, say bye, or they have to change. We don't go around thinking that we can change others. Once we decide we want to be peace, we become peace, we are peace. One of my favorite sayings always is to my Creator. I say, please reveal yourself to me and through me, that I may be a shining example of your divine light in human form. And with that, I become that divine light in human form that my Creator is. And as I walk in that, then people around me, they must feel that, or they have to leave. There's no reason for them to be in my presence. And it's a good feeling to know this. The best way to teach peace is to be peaceful yourself. If you get off course, as we all do occasionally, you have to forgive yourself. Learn from the experience and then get back on course. There are other evolving individuals that begin to connect with you, and then, of course, you have your spiritual guides and you have your ancestors and you have your angels and the archangels. And, of course, the Creator are all supporting you. The entire universe is on the side of truth, and everyone benefits from your success. You deserve the best of everything, as we all do. Okay? Hopefully, in the next coming weeks, we can talk about some of the books that you've read. I think I've already said that. But that's going to be a good thing. And we want you to go to the website, to InsideMattersTalk.com. That's the website. And send us a list of the books that you've read so that we can post them as topics on Facebook, and we can send it out, or we can send that when we send out our schedule of the books that we're going to review. We have some of the ones that our listeners have read. That would be a lot of fun, because I have things, I have what do you call, and vintage books around me that I keep going back and forth to. I still have The Value in the Valley by Iyanla Van Zandt, and that's a book that, to me, never gets old. As a matter of fact, I have a very first book, the very first one she wrote. I don't even think she remembers the first book she wrote, because I never hear her mention it, and I don't see it in print anymore. What do we talk about next? Let's talk about, there is an old saying in the spiritual world that no debt goes unpaid in the universe. One of the things that we need to do is we need to heed these words as we move forward in life. As we're evolving, we'll begin to realize that the world is based on energy, and it always comes back to you. In some cases, it moves slowly, and in others, it takes more time. No matter, because in the end, the energy of the universe settles all debt. I guess it has to do a lot with karma. You must be willing to go deep within yourself, and the choices each person makes on a moment-by-moment basis create the reality they live. You can go left or you can go right. Each decision comes with its own set of potential outcomes. I like that, because I've always felt that although we have free will, and I believe in free will, and I believe we are meant to be able to have choices, I also believe in part in destiny, because I feel, this is my personal inside belief, is that I have the free will to either choose this, that, or the other. And depending upon what I choose, that determines what will happen next. And in what happening at next, I can choose this, that, or the other. And once I make that choice, that orchestrates what will happen next. So we have to know that the choices we make on a moment-by-moment basis create the reality that we live. And you can go left or right. But once you choose right, that opens up the venue for what's going to happen next. There is a great challenge in this quest to remain spiritual in this material world. Where is the line between too much and not enough? Is it wrong to continually desire more? Why do we feel conflict about attaining financial success while others struggle? All right, I had a conversation with a gentleman one day, and it was so funny because I was just about ready to agree with him because we were talking about money and we were talking about the need for money and I would like to have more money. And he said, well, you know, it seems that money isn't everything. I mean, you think just because you have money, you're going to be happy, and money's not going to make you happy. And I looked at him and I started to say, well, yeah, maybe not. And then I turned around and I said, no. Back up. I take that back. Because I only hear people who have money express that there is no need to have money to make you happy. Only people who have money say that. So, yes, it's good to have money. It's a wonderful thing to have money. And don't you dare throw your vibration off the fact that there's a lot of things you can do when abundance flows your way or you have monetary wealth and you are meant. There's no way in the world that you were placed on the face of this earth by your creator for you not to figure out with integrity how to have more. And I don't consider that being greedy. Okay? As you will see, there are no absolute answers because everything is a matter of perception. How you feel about things is what makes them real. You create your own reality. There is no right or wrong, good or bad. There simply is. Our ability to understand this concept gives us the opportunity for more peace and joy. A world without ego, as Jules would say, easing God out, is a place where peace and joy can thrive. We have created a world of conflict and confusion. This is all based on the ego's desire to win at all costs. And that's where we are. You see the ego winning at any cost, or at least struggling to win at any cost all around you. The spiritual state can be achieved when we accept that this is a world with many twists and turns. We can choose to flow or force. When we choose to flow, we are choosing peace. We have to remember that. We create our own reality. Another saying is, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And that's a good one. That one is by Mohandas Gandhi. You must be the change you wish to see in the world and enjoy every step of your journey. It is not about achievement. It's about adventure. And I like that. I love that. Because when I wake up in the morning, it's not about achieving. It's not about achieving. It's about the adventure that I'm on. A lot of us, we are struggling and with every challenge, every step of our way. And because we're looking at it as work, we're not looking at it as an adventure. Are we looking at it as a problem, or are we looking at it as an opportunity to grow? That's what we need to be feeling. And what are we trying to find? Because we already know exactly what we're supposed to do with our life. We know. We just don't remember. A lot of us, well, as we evolve, we do remember, but we were born knowing. The truth is, we all knew exactly what we came here to accomplish before we arrived. This lifetime is all about reconnecting to your emotional mission. So as you reconnect to your emotional mission, you begin to remember and life begins to flow with greater ease. The first step is letting go of the idea that you have to find your place in the world. There is nothing to find because you already have all the answers you seek. Now, how does that make you feel? You are perfect as you are. Own the feeling. You are perfect. Perfectamundo. So, let's begin that shifting the way to see, shifting the way you see the world. Every time you shift your consciousness and become more open, you are elevating your energy. You are actually recoding your DNA with new energy and feeling. And you can start following your inner voice. I read that as we evolved in this new world, this new energy that we're surrounded by, our DNA is being recoded. Jules talks about the indigo children. She talks about the crystals. She talks about the rainbows. The indigos are evolving, and their DNA is being recoded. Your DNA is being recoded. Everyone is evolving slowly or rapidly. And as we awaken spiritually and the DNA is being recoded, we experience some challenging effects with the body, with the aches and the pains and the feeling like you want to cry and the rumbling and the grumbling. Now, the crystals and the rainbows, when they are born, their DNA is already in its coded state, recoded state. They are being born that way. We are having to recode. The universe will give you an opportunity to make decisions on your own. If you refuse to listen, the universe will make the decisions for you. And that's a fact. Sometimes you can see people that you want to... Okay, let's talk about that one. The universe will give you many opportunities to make decisions on your own. A lot of time, the universe will just kick you, you feel like you're being kicked to the curb. But once you get to the curb, it's like you realize, you know what? I should have done this. Why did I stay so long? Why did I make that decision? Why am I hanging on to this? Why do I constantly do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome? This is what 12-step programs call the real insanity. And you can do the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome until the universe kicks you out of that cycle. All right? Woo-hoo! I'm having a good time. I wish Jules was here. I miss her. Looking. Thinking. Okay, we want to clarify a few things. First, when you're looking for your mission, your skills should come very easily to you. I have a son that's a chef. He never went to Johnson & Wales Culinary Arts. It comes very natural to him. He finds cooking wonderful, fun, a breeze. There are some painters. Painters can look at a blank canvas and imagine what they want to paint. I like to talk. And sometimes I do it very well and sometimes I don't. So the skill will come easily and be very natural to you. Now, this is great, but it's not enough. There are plenty of people out there with great skills. Those who succeed in any field are the ones who take that raw skill and work to become masters. Great musicians have a natural ability, but they also spend thousands of hours practicing to become great. Becoming great is not a gift. It is something you earn. Referring to skill always brings us back to, how about Michael Jordan? He has skill. Okay? And I heard that there was one of his teammates that said, even with the height of his success, Michael Jordan was the first guy to practice and the last to leave the gym. Let us not be weary in doing good, for we will reap in due season if we don't give up. You will avoid this big trap if you remain committed and patient. You have to stay focused on your true desire. The negative ego is always waiting for you to become frustrated and impatient. You will encounter times like this, but remember to focus on your desires. That will help you move through difficult periods and remain strong. So this time for a shift. Accept the fact that fulfilling your true purpose will require effort, time, and patience. It will come to you when you are ready to receive it. So remember, time and patience. As you work through it, don't get frustrated. And once again, look at it as though it's an adventure. Have fun with it. We should all have fun with our purpose, no matter how challenging we feel that it is. Okay? They say it's not a life, it's a mission. You may imagine yourself to be small, insignificant, speck in the sea of mankind. In reality, you are all-powerful and filled with love. Do not believe for 1 second that you are here to have a life. You are here to fulfill your mission, and it is of great importance to all of us. I can't wait to experience some of the missions that people are on out there on. When you follow your true mission and share your gifts, you are elevating your energy and the energy of everyone else. Believe that. There are no absolutes or guarantees in this world. The idea that you can do everything right and avoid crisis is a myth. There is no such thing as doing everything right or wrong. People have refused to take the leap of faith and follow their true calling. The universe has decided it's time to make the decision for you. This upheaval in the economy is helping people by forcing, in some cases, to get back on track to fulfill their true purpose. They are being forced to be creative and use their natural skills to create income and heal the world at the same time. This is all part of the master plan to shift the energy of the planet. All big changes come with some discomfort and upset, except the fact that we are in a time of transition and jump on board. The sooner you do, the easier the ride will be. That negative ego wants you to believe you can control outcomes and situations. There is nothing to control. That is an illusion. Control creates a false sense of power that holds you in an identity. Give up the desire to control, and you will become more powerful than you have ever imagined. I found that most powerful moments seem to come when we least expect them. How do you define success in your life? Think about it. How do you define success in your life? Someone once said life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Wow. That is deep. Let me say that again. Life. It's like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Your deep desires are coded in your DNA. When you have a strong feeling or desire, it is coming from your soul. These strong feelings continually pop up and won't leave you alone. When you resist these feelings, you are moving away from your true mission and purpose here on earth. These desires were a part of you before you materialized here in human form. You can say you brought them with you from the other side. Your desires are based on the emotional work you came to accomplish in this life. Every experience is designed to help you feel a feeling. When you feel the desired feeling, you can move on to the next one. When you don't, the energy is trapped within you and repeats itself. You know, I miss Jules. She's not here. See, if Jules was here, she'd be talking to me, and I'd be able to drink some water because I'm just doing all this talking. And it'd be nice to have some folks call in so I can have some dialogue. So the call-in number is area code 347-324-3030. Let me get a sip. Oh, that was quite refreshing. So, like I was saying before, the deep desires are coded in your DNA. These desires were a part of you before you materialized here in human form. You could say you brought them with you from the other side. Your desires are based on the emotional work you came to accomplish in this lifetime. And that's what we've been talking about since February, how our insides matter and our purposes and our missions and their personal missions and global missions. And so these were coded before we arrived, before we came into existence. Every experience is designed to help you feel a feeling. When you feel the desired feeling, you can move on to the next one. When you don't, the energy is trapped within you and repeats itself. This is what we describe as a pattern of behavior. In reality, it is nothing more than trapped energy that continues to recycle and continues to recycle and continues to recycle. Your energy remains trapped when you resist your true feelings. Denial, repression, compulsive behavior, and becoming a victim are all signs of resistance. You must accept how you feel no matter what. Even if it is ugly and painful, the feeling must be experienced and released. Let me read something to you. I read in one of the books that I'm praying we're going to do a review on. And this is from Language Codes, Hidden Language Codes. It's phenomenal. I love this book. This is what, his name is R. Neville Johnson. This is what he says about depression. I found this fascinating. Depression indicates growth spiritually. The newly expanded person becomes a little cramped in their former life, built by the lower frequency self. We give the command to shatter our former life in order to build the higher dimensional life. The only thing is, we don't remember giving the command. We gave it. We just weren't aware of the power there is in thought. When conscious of the command, there is no conflict because the new life would simply manifest just as planned. Because we don't remember the command, we fall backward into a spiral of lamenting what would have gone on if things hadn't shattered. Because of this lamenting, we don't give the command to construct the new life. This is better known as guilt. No pills are required to pull an end to this. Just stop being the depressed you and enthusiastically build a new life. Being depressed also may indicate a misplaced commitment to create the future as though it were some exact part of the past. It's a repeated failure to begin the new building process. This is self-indulgence. When you are depressed, you're remaining in the past at all costs, especially the cost of the people closest to you. The second time your friends hear about it, it becomes boring. By the third, fourth, and fifth time, they feel trapped and stop listening entirely. Calls are not returned. People pretend not to be home. No one visits. Depressing people who will not cease to tell you about everything that has shattered in their lives. Now, that's very interesting. Of course, we have a lot of people who are seriously depressed out there. So you know what I have to do after reading that statement out of that book is I have to say that the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health conditions or treatment. So that is one person's opinion, you know, on depression. And I found that fascinating because when you align with your true desire, you are willing to do the work. Accept your feelings and remain patient. Things begin to manifest. You will start to create success in the external material world. This is proof that you are on the road to your true purposes. In the beginning, this is a wonderful and fulfilling feeling. Another statement is that life is like riding. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? That life is like riding a bicycle. That's because I like that statement. I love that statement because I need to keep my balance and keep on moving. My doctors tell me that because of the aches and pains that I'm having, they say the more you move, the more your joints will be lubricated and you won't hurt so much, Duchess. Okay. Another dangerous part of our journey is attachment. This is another trap set by negative ego. As you begin to manifest your desires, it is easy to become attached to things and give them too much importance mentally. This is what happens when your identity is connected to your image and not to your true self. So, in summarizing, the two desires based on love are awesome. Your attachment to the external world is a train wreck. Balance the two and keep this in mind as you move forward. Don't feel guilty about wanting that great new car. There is nothing to feel bad about. Just remain true to your higher self and stay true to your mission of love. A time shift. Focus only on your internal desires at all times. Do not judge these desires. Just allow yourself to follow them. Your true path will emerge even if you cannot see it right now. That's beautiful, I think. How can we rewrite history? One of the biggest obstacles we all face in this life is our own histories. People are constantly telling you, or telling us why we can't move forward because it's based on our past. I hear that a lot. We discussed that in our 12-step program back in February, where people will use chemicals based upon the fact that something traumatic happened in their life, or because a parent did something to them, or when are we going to just up and say to ourselves that no matter what someone has done to us in our past, we're just going to have to say, you know, later for them, the angel card said forgiveness doesn't mean that what they did is all right, or what they did is something that was welcomed by you. What forgiveness is, it means that you're not going to ride around with that pain, that committee in your head. You're not going to walk around drinking poison and waiting for the person over there to die. And that's what ruminating and not forgiving can do for you. It causes you to fail. It causes you to have the pain. If only I had a different mother. If only I had a different father. I wish I grew up in a better area. We were taught to be poor. My family held me back. I was always made to feel afraid. No one loved me. The list can go on forever and be a complete book itself. The problem is your history cannot be changed. Imagine saying, I don't like the part of my history. I don't like that part of my history book about Hitler killing all those people, so I'm going to tear it out. History happens and there's nothing we can do about it. The problem with history is that we identify it so strongly we refuse to move on. When you hold yourself continually in history, you are trapped. The more you keep telling it, the stronger it becomes. So we're not suggesting you forget your past or act like it did not happen. You need to come to terms with your history and accept it for the purpose it served. History made you who you are today. Without it, you would not have the depth and wisdom you currently possess. History becomes a negative when you continue to tell the story again and again. I know people who tell their story again and again. It's as if you hope that if you continually tell it, eventually it will have a happy ending. Well, we hate to be the ones to tell you this, but the ending is not going to change. Oh, me. Well, it's getting along that time. I hope you got enough time. So when you decide you are going to find your purpose, you must go all in. This is not one of those let me try this and see what happens moments. You must commit to the mission completely. Too many people make a half-hearted attempt in connecting to their true mission. I frequently hear things like, let me see how it goes and then I will decide what to do next. This is not acceptable. You must make a decision that has only one direction, and that is straight ahead. There is no let me see what happens in the equation. This is your life, not a board game. I have a tendency to do that all the time. Let me give it a try. My mother used to tell me all the time, oh, I don't know about you. You just take tests to see if you can pass them. Oh, let me try this. Oh, let me go to this. And I just lose interest in things so fast. And that's not a good thing, especially when you get along in age. Another error is placing conditions on your mission. I will try this for 6 months and then decide if I want to continue. That does not qualify. You are either going to follow through or not. You must believe you are here to follow a specific path. As you begin moving through it, you may be pulled in another direction. Being open and flexible is an important part of this process. You should follow your inner guidance at all times. You will not necessarily be moving in a straight line. In some cases, you may move along a very predictable path. There are many, many, many paths that you may follow as you're going along this looking for this mission, this purpose. There are many other situations where you realize this is not what I want to do. You often take the wrong road when you follow your head and try to be sensible or listen to other people. Wow, that's deep. Okay, no one is trying to tell you to be dramatic, but you do need some of this warrior attitude to move forward. And I consider myself a spiritual warrior. With the word warrior, the thought of violence frequently comes to mind. That's not what we're talking about. In this case, when I'm not speaking of violence. I'm speaking of the spiritual warrior is filled with passion. And sometimes when I speak with passion, and people say, why you sound so angry? I'm not angry. Why are you raising your voice? I'm being passionate about what I'm saying. Warriors of all types live with burning passion, trying to make this world a better place. As you are living with passion every day, when you are connected to your true mission and purpose, you vibrate incredible passion and love. It is for this reason that you must go all in. Once you make this decision, there are no ships available to return to for a safe voyage home. Some people play not to lose. You have to play to win. There is more risk, or the belief there is more risk in this attitude. The real risk is not following your heart and living a life with no emotion or excitement. And I have one son, my children tell me this all the time. My sons are like this. They tell me all the time, Ma, you have to follow your passion. I mean, if this is something you want to do, then just do it. And you can do this alone. You don't have to do it with other people. Just go ahead and do it and go forward and just do it. And all fear is driven by a projected belief in an imagined outcome. Okay? And that's what they tell me constantly. All fear is driven by a projected belief in an imagined outcome. So we think we're going to fail. Guess what? We're projecting that failure before you may have to give ourselves a chance to see that we're going to succeed. So the journey is filled with turbulence, but it's far more exciting. The projection of fear has always stopped people from following their hearts. Notice, I said the projection of fear, okay? The projection of it. So the next time you feel fear, simply accept it on an emotional level. Allow yourself to feel the fear, feel the feeling. Feel that fear. Do not go into denial or repression about the fear. Feelings are not good or bad. They simply are. Every time you feel a feeling, you are releasing negative energy if the feeling is negative and changing your vibration of energy. The more you feel, the faster you go. Your goal is to absorb the positive energy and release the negative. This is how you cleanse your soul. I was looking at Esther. Esther Hicks, she channels a spiritual entity, divine entity, Abraham. And they were talking about staying in the vortex. And there was Esther was saying, well, Abraham was saying that if you can't be, if you're sad, then at least bring your vibration up to a level of accepting. If you can't, and then you bring your vibration up. If you can't be happy, then bring your vibration up to, well, I'm going to take a walk and get some sunshine. Maybe the sun will make me feel better. But always, always strive to feel the next level up, not down, up. Because the more you open up your vibration to a higher sense of feeling and being, the better it is for you to accomplish those things that you desire in your life. So, like Jules and I told you in one of our, the bigger the mission, the longer it takes to manifest in the physical world. So if you have a really big mission, you had better be patient. You must understand that energy work comes first. The physical world has to catch up to your new energy. The universe is working on a schedule to serve the overall good. You may want it now, but if it is not happening now, you must accept the fact that the time is not right yet. You're continually absorbing information and intelligence. When you are ready and the time is right, you will manifest. And this is to all of you. All of you new entrepreneurs out there who are feeling like you're stuck, you've got to unstick your own personal energy before what you are trying or doing your darndest to make work for you. You can't get depressed. Like we said, you got to jumpstart and kick yourself out of there because you brought yourself to where you are. And you've got to remember that you did this because you were doing the next level, the next evolutionary spark of your life. Remember this and have fun with it. Take a break from it. If it's getting too much, take a break from it. Okay? Because the universe is working. It's working on a schedule to serve the overall good. There are some specific things you can do to accelerate the process. You have to keep your positive momentum moving forward. This happens when you are holding a high vibration of love and faith. When you begin to feel fear and panic, your natural reaction is to act. If you do, you are acting out of fear. Every time you act out of fear, you are slowing yourself down. This is the time to take a step back and relax. Go out, walk in the sun, have some fun, do something, and then come back to it. Okay? So, inspired action, fear-based action. Time to step back. So we got good action, we have bad action, and then we have no action. And I'm here to tell you that good action or no action is a whole lot sparkier and peppier than bad action. So do one or the other. Be inspired. Good action is inspired action. No action, it's time to step back action, and bad action is fear-based action. Energy is always in motion. The more you do, the more you do. There is no such thing as standing still. Even when you think you are still, your energy is moving. The key to your success is building a flow of positive energy and momentum. Your momentum is based on consistent action and energy focus in one direction. So building positive momentum revolves around consistency. Becoming successful in any area of your life requires that you do the same things over and over again, but make sure that you're having a positive and you're having a progressive outcome. The more you do something, the more proficient you become at doing it. If you wanted to become a great guitar player, you could practice 10 hours a day for a month, or you could practice 1 hour a day for a month. In the end, the most persistent player will be a much better guitar player. So you do at least one thing every day regarding your mission. Okay, you might want to read an article or listen to a CD or talking to an expert. One small daily action builds tremendous momentum. And you can turn over your time. This will also begin to create more opportunities as your willingness to move forward opens more channels to positive energy. Do not take action just for the sake of doing something. Be very aware of what is motivating each action you take. When you are confused, take a step back and allow the universe to guide you through. And trust me, the universe will guide you through. Because when you stop for a moment and you go for a walk in the sun, you come back and you may look at it totally differently because the universe has placed that missing thought in your head. So stop wasting your time and energy attempting to solve a problem that does not exist. Your life is meant to be an adventure, not an accomplishment. You are here to experience your feelings and expand your soul. The more you expand, the more freedom you experience. Use your extra energy to enjoy life and the many experiences you will encounter. You are the cure. We live in a world made up of energy. This is a fear-based world that easily is directed to the negative side of life. You, dear ones, are healers, which means you are part of the positive shift the world is experiencing. This is a great responsibility and an honor. Your positive energy is contagious, and it is affecting people more than you know. As you touch more people with your positive energy, they become elevated. Seeing you following your dream gives hope to others. You are telling them that they can live the life of their dream. We all need positive role models to fill our hearts with hope. You are now such a model for others. This energy creates an unstoppable wave of positive momentum. Before we close today, I want to give thanks for the readings and the discussion that we did today to Joe Nunziata. He allowed me to download some excerpts from his book, Finding Your Purpose. His website is www.findingourpurpose.com, and it's a practical guide to help you connect to your true mission here on Earth. Very interesting. And I want to thank him for the excerpts that I was able to share with you over the air today. Now, before we go, Jules always likes for us to do an angel card. So on behalf of Jules, we're going to pull an angel card, and we're going to do the animal card because I miss her today. I miss my happy, happy, joy, joy person. Hey, Duchess. Okay, the card for the day, the angel card for the day is focus. It's a beautiful card, beautiful picture. I wonder if this is what Archangel Gabriel or Michael look like. You know, do people actually see these angels? I don't think so. So the card is focus. What does that card have to say to us? Think about what you want, not what you don't want. Right in tune and right on time for today's topic. Guard your thoughts carefully because they create your experiences. Sometimes it seems that our thoughts choose us, but this is never the case. We always choose our thoughts every moment. Our thoughts always have an effect, and there are no neutral thoughts. 1/2 second before you hold a thought, you decide to hold it. So with practice, you can learn to monitor and alter your thoughts. This is the equivalent of putting your hands on the steering wheel of your life. You may believe that your concentration abilities are impaired, yet the infallible mind of God is within your own mind. You can experience remarkable fears. You can achieve remarkable feats of concentration by affirming, I am now able to focus my mind at will. I hold only loving thoughts, and my angels act as my gatekeepers in establishing a steady stream of thoughts of love. I like this card because this card is right in tune with what we were talking about today. We create our own reality based upon our thoughts. For the next couple of Sundays, we're asking people to contact us at InsideMattersTalk.com, the website, and or you can send us a note to Duchess. Send me a note, Duchess, at InsideMattersTalk.com, and I'll be able to get letters from you telling me what books you would like us to review on air. Now, I want you to know we have had an overwhelming request for us to review previous shows like the Religion versus Spirituality. There are people who really, really enjoyed honoring the ancestors, and they would like for us to do that again. Then there was one that we did on the 12-step programs because so many people did not know that there were as many 12-step programs available to them for their chemical and or mental dependencies on certain things. So that's what we want to do. But we want you to send us some emails letting us know what your pleasure is, because we would be very happy to do whatever you want, because it's not about us, it's about you. And Jules and I shouldn't be trying to think of all these topics when we have so many of you out there listening. And even if you don't want to talk to us personally on the air, send us an email telling us what you want to hear us talk about. And hopefully in the future, I know for sure, we're going to be doing some award. We want to do some gifts online, you know. How would you like to have Duchess and Jules gift you a gas card or a Visa card so you can do whatever you want to with, you know, money and that kind of thing? We want to have some fun on the show, and we want you to be a part of it. So tell us what you want. We enjoy spending time with you. And with that, I guess it's time for me to say I'm off. This is Dutch. And it's time for me to say goodbye. Until next Sunday, may we have call us. Let us know what you want to hear. because we are here. Talk to you later. I sure did miss Jules today, and I know you did too. Are you an Indigo adult? Do you believe that you have Indigo characteristics? Are you intelligent? No, not necessarily have top brain. Are you creative and enjoy it? Always need to know why, especially why they are being asked something. And discuss to have those. For the intended, the money, my group, the repetition. You may be an Indigo, maybe an Indigo scout, or you may be a parent of an Indigo, or a